Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, that segment where we ask Kevin if he thinks he's better than everybody born today. Kevin, I'm wondering, with Fanniversary on October 27th, out at Texas Live, if we'll be able to get Marty Turco to hit hockey pucks at us. You think he would do that?
Oh, God.
Can we hit hockey pucks at Marty Turco? You think we can get that?
I like that idea better.
What do you think about getting the Chris Martin karaoke, where you just, for 2 hours, he sets up at a karaoke booth.
Fix you and stuff?
Only sings Coldplay songs, and you get to sing with him.
That'd be awesome.
All right.
I support that.
Well, there's plenty going on, man. Plenty going on at Fanniversary this year, and you're going to have to be out there for the entire event. We're looking forward to having you out there because we get a chance to hang out with you. Because this is a celebration of you and your listenership. Guys, we start things off with a man who recently ended a guy's career. Buried him, essentially.
Right.
Eminem turns 46 today.
He's almost 50
and still rapping.
That's wild. Do you think there should be an expiration date for
about
rappers?
Petty stuff too?
Sure.
Right? Like, well, he's a
it only gets like that if somebody mounts up and says, "Hey, I'm gonna get a little bit of fame because I'm gonna attack Eminem," and then he's like, "Okay, here's your fame," and there went your career.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Yeah, I remember after the Retaliation rap from Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly said, "Man, he makes me want to quit rapping."
Wow.
That's what he said on Twitter.
I saw you say something to somebody on Twitter. I love Eminem. He's like my favorite. And
rapper?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
There are a lot of rappers that are better than him.
I mean, I didn't say he was the best rapper. Mm. I said he was my favorite rapper.
Okay. All right.
You have to keep in mind how limited my musical knowledge is. So I knew.
How many rappers do you know?
Let's say 7.
All right, name them.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So there is Eminem.
All right.
Uh-huh.
There's Master P. Now, I knew Master P.
Name one song Master P did.
Does he sing na-na-na-na?
Well, I mean, it's make him say, but
okay. na-na-na-na. I didn't say I could tell you the names of the songs. And I partially knew Master P because he jumped into WCW in the late 90s. Look, you shouldn't ask me these questions because at no point did I say I know all the rappers. I said I know an extremely limited amount. About
you said 7, so I'm trying to give you a chance here.
Okay, T.I.
All right. Do you know any songs he did? Or you know maybe something that he recently did that's controversial?
No, what did he do that's controversial?
Yeah, a look-alike Melania strip in the do a strip tease in the Oval
dear.
Office.
Is Flo Rida?
Yeah, Flo Rida's
okay.
Rapper.
Yep. All right, because he had that song in The Hangover, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so him, Jay-Z,
that's good.
Do they have to be alive? Because if they don't have to be alive, I can up it, maybe.
Go ahead.
Okay, Biggie and Tupac.
There you go. Good job. Yeah, no, those are two of the top. So there you go.
Nas?
Nas is fantastic.
Does DMX?
I mean, he gave you the song, dude. You
know? What's my name?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 9.
There you
so
go.
So that's...
Good job, dude.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you today.
Hey. But
should we give him homework?
He's fine, dude.
I think we should give him homework.
I think he needs to go listen to some more Outkast.
Not
I think you can
talk radio.
Just go listen to some more Outkast.
Oh, Big Boy.
Listen to some Kanye.
And Andre 3000.
Andre 3000, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does Kanye count?
Kanye counts.
Okay, I know Kanye.
Listen to some Tech N9ne. Just do
it. Oh, man.
Some RZA, some of the Wu-Tang.
So yeah. One of the guys that I work with at the newspaper freaking love Tech N9ne. Shout out to George. Speaking of...
Listen to some Pusha T.
The Wu-Tang, I just rewatched the Chappelle's racial draft sketch. Tremendous.
Here's something I would like for you to do.
Okay.
Listen to the new the new Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
It's the Carter 5 album. Now, okay. It's probably the longest album. Like, Drake has recently put out a super long album, too. This new Carter 5.
Is he a rapper?
Yeah, Drake's a rapper, yes.
I thought he was just God. Like, no, I'm seriously asking, because like all the songs I've heard of him, they sound like poppy, not really rap.
It's rap.
Like
yeah.
Cell Phone?
Yeah, he's rap.
Hip hop.
Okay. But listen to the new Carter 5. It's pretty long, because it's like a 2-hour album. But
really?
But there's some songs Holy on there that crap. Are worth it. Go listen to some Travis Scott.
Where can I purchase these CDs?
Just look them up on YouTube.
I'm just kidding. Yes.
Spotify.
My son. Oh, I know another one. Post Malone.
Yeah, Post Malone.
My son loves Post Malone, or Post, as he says the kids say, and Travis Scott. You know, he loves Travis Scott.
Travis Scott's great, man. Here's something that recently blew my mind. Somebody told me that Post Malone's mustache looks like two dogs kissing. So if you ever go look at a picture of Post Malone, like, you'll never be able to get that out of your brain, because it's the thing. And Migos, don't forget about anything. Dude, Childish Gambino, I know you listen to that.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. I learned that there are three people in Migos.
Yeah.
See? Does The Weekend, is that, or no?
Oh my God. You know Kendrick Lamar.
So, yeah, Kendrick Lamar is awesome.
You love Kendrick Lamar.
Post Malone's mustache does look like two schnauzers kissing.
All right, I'm gonna have to look this up now.
All right,
Eminem's definitely better. Than
while
me.
You're doing that, I will
first
find.
First, I have to look at the mustache thing.
Okay,
and then I'll get right. to Carter 5.
Okay, turning 35 today, Felicity Jones. Felicity Jones from the fame
One?
Of Rogue One.
Yeah, she was. Oh my gosh, that's wild.
It does look like two little dogs
it
kissing.
Really
it
really does.
Wow.
That's so bizarre.
And now every time you see him, that's all you're going to think.
That is not what I thought he looked like. Wow. God, he looks like such a hillbilly.
And now we say congratulations, Kevin.
Yeah.
What?
No.
That's a Post Malone.
Oh, yeah. I know. My son likes him.
It's okay.
Felicity Jones was awesome in Rogue One. She's a really good actress, and she's kind of pretty. So she could be better
than
me.
She's good on Saturday Night Live, too. She's all right.
Okay.
It was a long time ago.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't recall
who
that.
Was it SZA? Anyway, she's good. I like her. Alan Jackson turned 60 today.
The country singer?
I thought this was Brooks and Dunn for a second, and then I was like, okay, this is not the Alan Jackson song I would have taken. I would have gone with Way Down Yonder on the Chattahoochee, obviously, where he skied off of
really
the thing
quick.
With a Dallas Cowboys jersey on.
How is that an acceptable, because he says, it gets hotter than a
hoochie coochie.
Oh, I don't.
That's how the song goes. It was played in the music.
Need to dump that? I don't feel like you should be able to say that.
That
on
was
air.
A lyric to that was the lyric to a song that was played on radio all the time, right?
It was. And we don't know what he's referring to. It could be anything.
Because it sounds like the word hoochie, and then you can't say that. I'm really conflicted.
I like
about
Alan Jackson a lot. I saw him chasing that neon rainbow at a George Strait concert.
The hell does that mean?
That's
is that a song?
It's a song, yeah. Chasing that neon rainbow.
Alan Jackson has brought a lot of confusion to this show. I'm going to say better. No. Better. You don't have a veto.
I know. I used it on freaking John Mayer yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Mae Jemison turns 62 today.
Who?
She's an astronaut.
Oh.
Are you an astronaut? She became the first African-American woman to journey into space. She was aboard the Endeavour as part of the STS-47 mission, the 50th mission of the space shuttle program.
Would you want to go to space?
With Chris Pratt?
If that's what it takes?
I really don't have the desire to launch into space.
Okay.
It's not something I want to do, but it might be cool.
Because there might be a failure to launch?
No, that's a great movie.
It's just for you.
But I like it's not something I'm just like, oh my gosh, I have to go fly into space.
Okay.
But it would be pretty cool, I'm thinking.
Wow, there's a lot of twists and turns in that answer. I felt like your answer was no. And then at the very end, it's like, oh, well, okay.
So if you're asking me, would I rather live in the Western times or go to space? Western times. Would I rather go underwater or go into space? Go underwater. There are a lot of things I would rather do before I went into space.
That should be a new segment. What would Corey rather do than go to space? I would listen to the hell out of that segment. Yo, yes, I would.
Nobody would listen to that segment.
I would. I'm a buddy.
Text in if you would listen to that segment.
Yeah.
I would choose space because all the other things that you mentioned, more people have done that than been to space. You're in a limited club when you're like, been to space.
Yeah, and you're in a limited space of area that you can maneuver about while you're in space because you're stuck in that little spaceship. You're not going out, and you're floating out in the nothing. There's a bunch of fish under the sea that I can look at and eat.
Aren't we floating in the nothing right now?
Space fish.
Are there space fish? Do you know?
Yeah.
Because if there are, how can you not know that you can eat them or not?
Well, I can't because I haven't heard of a space fish yet.
Oh.
Or a space shark.
So just because you've never heard of anything, it doesn't exist?
All right, Corey, I'm going to give you a tip. If you decide to try to eat the space fish, take it back to the spaceship first. Because if you take your helmet off to eat the space fish, you're going to die because there's no air.
Probably. So Mae Jemison turned 62.
No, she went to space and led to that captivating discussion. She can be better than me. Yeah, for the 214, do the segment. And from another 214, a different one. Why is that not a segment? From the 469, I would listen to it. From the 817, I would listen. From the 817, have fun breathing underwater, idiot.
The 214 Post Malone's mustache is going to be the number one search item on Google in about 5 minutes. That S is hilarious.
That is crazy. I didn't even know what he looked like. So, yeah, I'm really blown away by this.
Right.
I am also really disappointed that we don't, I mean, on Friday's run sheet, it has to be, what would Corey rather do than go to space?
No, it doesn't. We don't have to do that segment.
Colby supports it.
Real quick, Holly Holm turns 37 today.
Ah, Holly Holm, responsible for the greatest moment in the history of mixed martial arts.
And then did a big bag of nothing.
She did. And then she was responsible for me in a public space jumping up into the air, yelling F yeah, and flipping off the TV. And then it led to Ronda Rousey waking up after she got knocked unconscious and goes, I'll go fight. You lost.
She didn't have to fight, though.
But she would never win again. Holly Holm is definitely better than me. For sure.
And last but not least, Evel Knievel.
He died in 2007.
I think Evel Knievel is to whatever he does as Kiss is to music. Most overrated thing ever.
As a stunt cyclist?
He's just a human.
Like the pop station?
He's the most overrated thing ever. From the 214, you could start that effing segment right now.
No, we can't.
Evel Knievel, I'm definitely better than him.
Did you know that Evel Knievel got his nickname when he was jailed next to a man named Knoffel, and they called him Awful Knoffel?
That's an amazing thing that you just said, and I'm really intrigued by this. But there's also a follow-up from the 903. How would you cook the space fish? There are so many questions that could be answered in this segment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.